God oftentimes picks few in number to do great things. You remember very early when the flood took place, it says the long suffering of God was patiently waiting for people to respond to him. 120 years it took for the ark to be built, and yet few souls were saved. And yea, it says even eight, only eight souls were saved from that flood. And those eight went on to, were all related to those eight. And they restarted, with the help of God, they restarted the population on the earth. And then you remember David and Goliath, of course. And Jonathan and his armor bearer went up against the Philistines. And it was a great story because Jonathan said, we'll go up there and show ourselves to the Philistines. And if they say, come on up against it and we'll show you a thing, then we know the Lord has delivered us into our hands and we'll win. On the other hand, if they start to come against us, we'll withdraw. So they went up there and they let the Philistine see them. And the Philistine, sure enough, the Philistine guy, one of the guys came out and says, come on up, just come on up and try it. We'll show you a thing. And Jonathan turned to his armor bearer and says, the Lord has delivered them into our hands. And he and the armor bearer, just two guys went up against the Philistines. And on the way up, the Philistines said, oh, these are two of the Hebrews that came out of the holes they've been hiding in, because the Jews were very afraid of the Philistines, but not Jonathan and his armor bearer. And they went up, and sure enough, they defeated the 20 people that were in that little enclave. And when the other people heard that 20 people were defeated, they got all nervous, and pretty soon they took off and started to fight against each other and stuff like that. And sure enough, a great victory was won just with two people. And then all the way through the scriptures, it says in another place that God says, I didn't pick you, Israel. I didn't pick you because you were many in number, but you were few. And Jesus, in his letter, in his response back to the churches, after he had ascended into heaven, he said, you in Sardis, you have a few who have not defiled yourself. And that's just a great theme. And Hallmark Baptist Church is here for a purpose, not only to hold up the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we have a great opportunity and a great responsibility, because most of the Christian world, too much of the Baptist world, much of the evangelical world, thinks that the Christianity is just going to end up, they're just going to go into a nosedive and things are going to get worse and worse, and it's just going to kind of have to be rescued by the Lord coming back. And that isn't what the Bible says. And it really is hard to have vision when you think that way. And we know that the Bible says that the knowledge of the Lord is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And Jesus said to the church, I'll be with you and the gates of hell will not prevail against you. And furthermore, he says, there's a time yet coming when Israel's going to be saved. And you think it was great when you got saved and Israel was departed. How much better when Israel gets saved? And then in Isaiah it says, people are going to pour into the house of God, right? And that's from a few. And we be a few. So don't be disheartened. We got something to hang on to, and we got something to promote, and we got something to do. And so God be with us as we commit to doing that.